You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Deep fly ball to right field. This time, Jose cranking this one to left. And that one is out of here. Jose Altuve. His first home run since April 28th. And the Astros lead it 6-2.
Can't even imagine how good that feels for Jose Altuve.
That's here with two outs.
Oh, yeah.
Did he do it again? You better believe it. Jose Altuve. A two-home run game. Making up for lost time, and the Astros lead 8-2.
That is 14 Astro strikeouts. This one to right field, into the gap, and run down by Cam Smith. What a night all the way around for the Astros. Pitching, hitting, and defense is Cam Smith. Comes up with the catch. Jose Altuve, a two-home run game, and the Astros win the opener of this four-game series to move to within 2.5 games of the Seattle Mariners in the American League West.
We love that. We love that. They're 50 games in now, and they're 26-24. And last night is a big series, man, a big May series for the Astros. Kevin Eschenfelder and Jeff Blum on the call, Space City Home Network last night. Not one, two home runs by Jose Altuve. You had a lineup last night. Victor Caratini, 3-for-4 last night. Jake Myers got a knock last night. Seth, I would say that it was a big, big night for the Astros circle of trust, in so much as I just named three players that were not selected to it, that were clearly listening to Payne and Pendergast yesterday. And they said, man, we got to go out and prove ourselves. Jose Altuve has to go out and prove himself tonight.
Altuve now joins the pantheon of notable Astros who have been booted out of the circle of trust and immediately respond.
Yep.
Alex Bregman did it three times.
Yes.
I can't remember if they were as immediate as this one, that Altuve heard the news, got his push notification from our Payne and Pendergast account, and saw that he was out of the circle of trust and fought his way back into it. Now he's got to keep this up for a little bit, Sean, this young feller.
Oh, no,
this little whippersnapper out of Venezuela.
I like what he's made out of, though. I think this kid's going to be something someday. So that
no Jake Myers yet, you know?
No, man. You got to get on Jake's level. It was funny last night when Jake struck out on his first at bat. It was very tempting not to get out the phone and retweet the circle of trust and say, for those who missed it yesterday, as I predicted the night before when Jake had another good night, I said, boy, we did our first circle of trust yesterday. And the night before that, I said, man, Jake Myers is going to be a spirited debate, I think. It was my gut feeling, because you're a little more pro-Jake than I am. And it didn't get nasty or anything, but you wanted to put Jake in. I wanted to leave Jake out. We're both rooting for him to be in there at some point. Ben broke the tie. and went against all the grains of the last few years by voting on my side of a circle of trust debate. And when Jake Meyer struck out on the first at-bat, I'm like, And then his next at-bat, boy, he laced one up the middle. And so I sat back. I didn't tweet after either of them. I said, you know what? I'm just going to let this marinate, this Jake Meyers thing. But Altuve, Myers, Caratini's on the fringe right now. For those who missed it, the circle of trust, the smallest one we've ever had, it's Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, who had a couple of RBIs last night. Ironically, and Josh Hader's in there in the bullpen. Ironically, the fifth member, Isak Paredes, was the only Astro to not get a hit last night. He's been their hottest hitter of late. He didn't have a hit. Everybody else in the lineup had a hit.
At least he advanced. He had that fielder's choice
in RBI.
Cam Smith and ended up.
He scored a run. He got out there. Right. Yeah. I'm cool with Isak Paredes. He's been great lately. But this Kevin Eschenfelder in that last cut said, man, great win all the way around. Offense, defense, Lance McCullers, you know.
Well, yeah, and so Lance is looking more like classic Lance in that he'll scare the hell out of you in the first couple of innings.
Yeah.
And then he reined it in. He burned up so many pitches early on.
Yeah.
Got a mound visit in the first inning. His first five pitches were all balls.
Yeah.
Walked the first batter in four pitches and then threw another ball and gives up one earned run per inning in the first two innings. And you remember, if you can think back long ago enough, if you're old enough, classic Lance, when he was really good, would routinely terrify you in the first inning.
Yeah.
And then he'll reel it back in. So that was a lot of that last night. He's just got to, you know, continue to hopefully get more efficient.
Good Lance, classic Lance, is never going to be a guy who throws 96 pitches over seven innings. This is just, it's never been who he is. He walks guys. He led the league in walks one of his healthy seasons a few years ago. Like, that's just... This is a poor man's version. Last night was a poor man's version of what Lance probably aspires to be this season, I think, which is not super efficient. He's a little less crazy wild than he's been his first few starts. He was around the strike zone a little bit more last night. He struck out eight guys last night in four and a third. That was good to see. So with Lance, I think it's almost, not to be disrespectful, with Lance right now, I almost feel like him like I do about Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter, which is, man, just don't do anything. Don't do what you did in that, I think it was the Royals game. I can't remember what series it was where he gave up a seven runs in a third of an inning and they were toast in that game. Just don't do that. Last night's fine for now. Four and a third, two earned runs, eight strikeouts, 90 pitches. Keep them in the game. Don't let the game get out of hand.
And I think in a lot of ways, without the same velocity and the power that he used to have when he was young and before all these injuries, if that never comes back, he's gotta have to be a funkier pitcher.
Yeah.
And which is what he did last night. He used a big arsenal to get things under control and keep batters from getting completely comfortable. But yeah, the guy, like, he's always been able to obviously have a vicious, vicious curveball back in the day.
Yeah.
But to be a junkier guy, to be like kind of Zach Greinke. Greinke made that transition really well on into his late 30s, and Lance might just have to do that transition a little bit earlier than his age would suggest.
I really wanted to see him get through the fifth inning just so he could get the win last night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to pitch the first five if you're a starter to get the win. And I know wins are way less important now than they used to be. It's all about whip and ERA and FIP and everything else. But just symbolically for him to get that first win back, you know, like he just couldn't close the deal in the fifth. They put a couple guys on. And then at that point, when he put that second guy on, I'm like, Joe, he's at 91. Let him go. Let him try to get a double play or something here. They're up 5-2. You know,
yeah,
like,
you're in one of these rare Astros games where they've scored a lot of runs in the earlier innings. Yeah.
Yeah. They're up 5-2. So they got two guys on. You leave him in, even if he gives up a 3-run homer, he's not getting the loss. I was hoping Espada would let him go one more guy there. Just again, like, it does. I think symbolically for Lance, it's going to happen at some point. And for him to get his first win where there's a W next to his name, and we're not just sitting here talking about, hey, good job for those four innings, keeping him in the game. I mean, at the end of the day, four and a third innings with two earned runs and 91 pitches, if we're just grading it on a regular curve, is not great. You know, it's not. And Lance aspires to be better than this. And that's why I just wanted to see him get through five last night. That would have been cool.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The most frustrating graphic last night was the one that popped up in the first inning, where it showed the run difference in the first inning. And
they're second worst in baseball.
You see second worst in baseball, and then you realize, oh, they're second behind the Rockies, which the Rockies don't even count as a baseball team this year. So for teams that aren't like the 2013 Astros, the Astros are the worst team in MLB in the first inning.
Now, the other thing I would say, 10 of those runs came in that one Lance start. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little skewed. I think the number was -23 in the first inning this year. And then the Rockies are the only ones who are worse, and I think they're worse by like 10 runs. It's bad.
They would still be fourth worst in that scenario.
If you took those 10 runs out of it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking at the graphic?
Yeah, well, they're -23, and the Blue Jays are -14 on the graphic.
Oh, okay,
Yeah. So it would pop the Blue Jays and the Orioles up above them, and then I don't know who else is below.
They're still minus. It's not good. Yeah, they're not. You know, you're getting behind the eight ball, and I think that's the thing too, for a team like this that's still last night notwithstanding, it was great last night, very balanced offense, and they had some power, and Jose Altuve hit two home runs, and that was beautiful. This is not a team that's built to swim upstream in games. You know what I mean? This is not a team that's built to come from behind to early 2-0 and 3-0 deficits, you know? They did last night.
The batters 6-9 last night for the Astros went 7-15, scored 5 runs.
The bottom of the order hasn't been the issue this year, you know?
Right. I know. That's what the surprising thing about it is, especially with some of those guys that, you know, like, well, Caratini, we've got to talk about potentially putting in the circle of trust.
Yeah, he's got an 8.15 OPS right now.
If Jake Meyers continues playing well through the next week, do you think that you might change your vote?
I might.
Are you waiting? What was the point last year when everything went south for him?
June. Like, literally the calendar flipped to June, and honestly, like I said yesterday, it was like there was a May 31st expiration date on him. All of a sudden, in June,
I can remember,
all of a sudden June 1st,
you know what?
He's that milk that you're opening up, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is definitely expired Jake Meyers here. Yeah.
I remember really well with a couple players last year, and I remember now that Jake Meyers was one of them. Todd Kalas was making a big deal out of, like, wow, boy, he had an incredible month of May. He's probably kind of upset to see that calendar turn.
Yes.
Like, don't put that out there, Todd.
He said,
I mean, just don't. And then it happened. He spoke it into existence.
Yep.
I like, Todd, it's an arbitrary day on the calendar. Yeah. It doesn't, don't tell me that the months matter. And they did.
They did to Jake, at least. Yeah. They did to Jake.
And then Todd kept saying it for like the next week. Well, June hasn't been as good as May.
Right.
For poor Jake Meyers.
Yeah. You had to mention that. Text message early here. By the way, appreciate the people up early. I know a lot of people are just phoning it in for Memorial Day on Friday today. Put some respect on Altuve's name. Stop all that nonsense speak about him being washed. Okay, let me just say this. Neither Seth nor I have said he's washed. We haven't said that. We just didn't put him in the circle of trust. There's plenty of guys, more guys than ever on this team that aren't in the circle of trust, and we're not saying they're washed. They're just, for the moment, we just don't feel good when they get in the batter's box. Now, last night, Altuve's got a shorter, like, road back to the circle of trust. Like, if we did one today, he might be in it after those two home runs.
No, this is what people need to understand about the circle of trust. If we were degenerates who covered the Yankees, we would, on the first week of the playoffs, not put Aaron Judge in the circle of trust.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how great you are. It's not a permanent designation.
No.
You're not etched in stone for the ages.
Right.
It's how do we actually feel about you performing well? And as we all know, Aaron Judge is absolutely atrocious in the playoffs.
Yep.
So we wouldn't, if we were covering the Yankees, we would not have Aaron Judge in the circle of trust.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. We've got injury updates on the Astros. We'll get to those in the next segment. What does this all mean? They're going to need more outings from Lance McCullers. Better ones than last. He was fine last night. They're going to need some big outings coming up here because we got some injury updates that we got to get to. And sometimes the Pro Football Focus numbers tell the truth. Sometimes they lie. I think when it comes to C.J. Stroud, this told the truth, and we will have that for you as well coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.